Please.
Oh, I've been here every time, Bob, so I'll
okay,
just listen.
You've been here. Shut up. You've been here. Just say yes or no. Okay, Mr. Ion, come forward and address your issue.
Is everybody unmuted?
Yep.
Hi, Ion.
No issues here. We were just in the frivolity of the bubble, toil and trouble to see what new messes you created for us today.
I know there's a lot of cleanup. Bob's releasing stuff that everyone told them never to release.
Did you hear Ion's sigh?
Yes.
Off the fucking Ion's pissed off. Oh, Lordy, Lordy.
We knew.
You left your fucking wallet in El Segundo, didn't you? Yeah, but what do you say there? You don't talk over me, buddy. El Segundo. Now repeat what you said.
So thanks for coming in and giving another level of incredulity to this whole thing, to just wash everything Bob put out there into oblivion.
Yes, it's not even true.
No, they don't call
said,
it,
right?
They don't even call it tide for nothing.
Time?
Tide.
There's a lot of cleanup. Bob's releasing stuff that everyone told
him. That's a delay. Well, at least
okay, then let's have some. Ion, will you take questions from the gallery?
A few, and we are, just like you, here for moments or here forever. It's up to you. We'll be short as we go as we go.
Okay, people, turn off your computers if you're on your phones as well. We're getting feedback. Okay, Susanna, do you want to ask the first question?
Oh, my gosh, Ion, so good to hear from you.
Yes.
You know, I just knew that I would intersect with you during this week, this bot fest.
Yes, of course.
Of course. So, and given that, I am...
Imagine your surprise.
Well, it's so funny because I was on the phone with Bob last night for quite a while.
Oh, we're so sorry. We're sorry.
No, it was greatly interesting. It was very interesting. And what I
Yeah, Bob will treat you so many ways that you're bound to like some of them.
Oh, right, exactly. And what I'm amazed at is that I was up all night, and here I am the next morning. I dropped off for a couple hours, but I'm energized and raring to go.
And you'll ask your question because people are lined up. Ask your question.
Okay.
Oh, shut up. Let the young woman be fucking panting for 10 years.
Okay. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I'm just reveling in the Ion thing. I'm a little starstruck. But, Ion, so my question to you is, after the Bob Fest, after all these revelations and we're into the apocalypse, the apocalypse.
Yeah.
What is going to be, are you going to be back in the public to all or to the 1%ers? Are we going to be interacting with you again or is it going to be very sporadic?
You certainly may. Here's the thing. We're not speaking to the entire world. We're only speaking to you all. Okay, and it comes and goes, and that's all right, and that's fine. We say be a good steward over little things, and you can have larger things. But the whole wide world does not need saving. So it's not, and of course it's not our job. If we wanted to, we didn't start the fire. But the world's been burning since the world's been turning, but we didn't start the fire. So therefore, we will be available. We are available. We've always been available. Limitations and things that come from growth, leg cramps when you're a kid, growing pains, they call it. Oh, they're so painful. You have to go through it by yourself, and you have to get over it. But once you do, once captivity is released, then a euphoric bliss is replaced. We'll come and help every way we can. If we need to put a cool compress on your head, happily we will engage. But after a certain point, you gotta get on with it. We're not trying to show you our power. We can, but we're not here to show you our power. We are absolutely trying to bring you into your own. And once we do that, then there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to stop you now.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, who's the next person?
Hi.
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, he's asleep. Okay, good.
Well.
Well, Governor.
And that's all you've got to say?
Well.
I'm gonna continue on the meme of what I was on yesterday.
Yes.
And let me. So we got the story of Jesus and the three Jesuses, and they yeah. represent a man that walked the earth. But does Jesus represent something other than a man?
Yeah, it's the qualified, the second Adam is what they call it. It's another representation of how you come from little man back into your place of power. And it's not good for a damn thing except for it gives you a representative. It gives you something that you can go, oh, okay, this is how you save. Okay, Moses invested, but
right.
Jesus saved,
yeah.
So that's how that goes. But it gives a representation. See, the go back to the marriage supper. You've done this 10,277 and a half times, and we're going to do it one more time. The marriage supper of the Lamb comes when you come back in your place of power. Why you have a Jesus is to have a groomsman for this interaction, to bring you back to God. Okay?
That's right. Yeah.
If that's a bride, Jesus is not a pedophile. So you need to mature. You need to become a body. And that body is perfect. Okay? Without spot or blemish. Remember the blood of the Lamb and the altar and the lampstands and the oil and the...
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And it goes through the trumpets and it goes through the vile judgments and it goes through all of that. Well, that's a representation just to say, oh yeah, this is how this fits together. Oh yeah, this is how this plays out. Oh yeah, this is what is next. Okay.
Yes, that's right. But Ion, all of those representations, all of them are a representation of things inside the body, inside the physical meat sack body.
Absolutely. That's all.
Okay, and what I want to get at is exactly what those representations are inside the body and how that process works inside the body of going from a little man to back to God, and I understand.
First starts with a thickening of your pericardium. You might want to get this. You only got a thickening of the pericardium.
Now you're speaking of the fluid.
The pericardium is the sac.
Right, but are you talking about the sac or the fluid that's in the sac that surrounds the heart?
The sac is first. The fluid is next. First comes the water, then comes the blood. First comes the water, then comes the blood. Yes, Jenny Bell, that's what we were talking about. First comes the water, then comes the blood. The thickening of the pericardium can hold a different specific hydrogen. A specific hydrogen which goes to the AL2SO4. Come on, sports fans, can you give the whole formula? We've only done it how many times?
Get Sheila's picture. It's on there, her baby.
Indeed. And there we go. Now, once that thickens, then you have a change in the pericardial fluid, okay? The fluid that surrounds the heart. That water becomes a different water. Once that water becomes a different water, then you can find yourself with a different blood. Once you have a different blood, and it's already started, and the process is there, and you can take any cell in your body. We've been telling you, when you start going to these crazy doctors, that they're going to do your blood draws, and your blood draws are going to come out fluorescent, and people are going to be asking questions, and then they're going to try to make that normal, and your albumin's going to be over the rainbow, and. But that doesn't matter, because nobody cares, so just call it an anomaly and move on down the road. That's not the point. The point is, this is that physical start of that change.
Yeah. Now, in the Bible, that story of Jesus changing the water to wine and the new, putting the new wine and you have to have the new skins, is that a representation of what you just laid out?
Yes, of course. So it's also done in Isaiah. The foreteller of the told. Isaiah, the foreteller of the told. Isaiah spoke in past tense for the future. It's rare. But then again, you and Carolyn are the only ones on the planet who really know what the past true perfect tense is. So, kudos for you.
Ion, the oil in the lampstand, is that a representation of the lipids you love so dearly in us?
Amino acid, amino acid, amino acid, amino acid. That's all we will say.
Okay. Go ahead. Any more, Brian? I know people are jammed up, but Brian asks the best questions.
He does.
Well,
he's like Bobby. Don't know shit. That's the problem.
Yeah. I'll open. I'll open the. I'll open the floor because if I get into this, this could be we could be here a while.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Next question.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Cora.
Hi, Cora. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hello.
I have a question on the acidity level in my body, and I want to know if you have any suggestions for me or if I should just...
NaSO2.
NaSO2?
Yeah, salt. Have a little more.
More salt. Okay.
Just a little. Not 100 pounds. A little bit.
More salt.
Just a little bit.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and we talk about sea...
Not
at the moment.
We talk about sea salt, Cora, a quarter teaspoon of a good sea salt in every pint of drinking water. Will that suffice, Ion?
A good salt of mayor is good, or even just a nice kosher salt. Just no iodine. You're already maxed out of iodine. You don't need any more iodine.
Okay.
So iodized salt is not necessary at all. You have plenty.
Am I okay on the relight with the iodine in that?
Yeah, it's different.
Okay.
See, the level, the way it is, the format it is, it goes directly into the cell. That's why you're getting plenty.
Now, Ion, you said NaSO2. That's not salt. NaCl is salt, but you're talking more about a sea salt with the sulfates
yes.
and all kinds of different things.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Cora, are you done?
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you, Ion.
Great. Next question.
Wait, Cora. Whoa. Go back. More meat, Cora.
More meat. Okay.
I didn't say protein. Forget that damn peanut butter crap. Get some real meat. Carney. Real meat. Protein.
Love it. Thank you.
Have some.
Will do.
Okay, next one.
Hi, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia.
Hey, how are you? What is my purpose?
Is this Georgia Biagini from Gary Noel?
Yes, it is. Hi.
How you doing, Georgia?
I'm good. I've been calling in. I just figured out how this thing works. I thought I was muted all this time.
Good. This is a friend of
Bob
mine.
Bob said that trouble forever, too, so no fret.
Okay, go ahead, Georgia.
So I'd like to know what is my purpose in life and how can I connect that to making money and become abundant financially?
Well, you can't make it. You don't make money. Money makes you. Okay? And if you have a focus or a purpose, just forget it because it's worthless and ridiculous and probably a fool's errand. So let it all go. Get to the end of your rope, tie a knot, and hang on is what they say. We say turn loose because you're 6 inches off the ground. Get over all of this stuff. Get on with having fun. And when the cares of life grow strangely dim, then we will tell you with all surety, without fail or exception, you will have abundant amounts of what they call them, money checks, all you can stand. When it doesn't matter, if you make it be about the money, it may not be enough. If it's not about the money, it can flow freely and easily to you, and once it does, you can't stop it. Can't stop it. Then it'll be, Ion, how do I de-manifest things? I have it's falling out my house. I have too many monies. Make them go away. I burn them up, and they just come back. So, get over this purpose thing. Have some fun. Your purpose is to have fun. Become God and have fun. Otherwise, fool's errand. Forget it. If you like
right.
it, do it. Don't. But beyond that, you're pushing the noodle otherwise.
Right. And I do have fun. Just one more question, if possible.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea for my mother to take RNA drops? She has a hip replacement.
Uh-huh.
What size in
well,
her hips?
Well, it depends on, is she wanting to transition?
Just a quick question regarding my mother.
Is she wanting to die?
She's not wanting to die.
She's not wanting to die, is she?
Well, she has early Alzheimer's, so I think she's
well, then she most certainly
poor.
Then she most certainly does not want to. It's a great idea. It's a great idea, and you give her a purpose, and then all that. Alzheimer's when you're just afraid to die, when you're afraid to die, you don't want to live. So the early onset comes from that. So the RNA drops will help balance that, and it's your job then to make sure that she has the opportunity to get as happy as she can get. You see?
Right, and it is, and then once, it is safe for her with all the metals in her body, the implants, it is safe for her to take.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fine and let's absorb it. No problem.
Okay.
Their titanium has been melted away.
Okay.
Georgia, about money and purpose and all that, follow Matthew Hartado. Get his books. Listen to his radio show. He's the perfect example of someone who created, you know, what he's living right now.
Screw that, Georgia. Give me a call. We go way back, you and me and Georgia.
I know, and
we
I
flirted.
Will.
We flirted in the office.
I've been preparing myself. I've been preparing myself. Yes, yes. I just want to, you know.
Prepare your cone.
Okay, next question. Next question.
Hi.
Yes,
thank
Wendy.
You. Can you hear me?
Wendy, go ahead.
Hi, Ion.
Hey.
So delightful again. Hi. Ion,
yes.
I have this question. I heard you tell someone once, and I realized that it wasn't necessarily meant for everyone, that they should put a copper band around their ankle
mm-hmm.
for grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I
But it's not really for, it's not really for grounding. It's not really for grounding. It's to balance. See, the grounding will take care of itself, but some people need a little extra help getting it together. Sometimes it's within the thyroid of the or the hypothalamus when those connect. Sometimes the copper, the interaction with the copper, helps that from being such a raging thing. Okay? And we don't care for it. We say if you're taking some thyroid, take it. We don't have an issue with anything. But we don't like them. So if you can ground another way, then that's wonderful. But if you're taking it, don't not take it. But we're saying you can balance that to keep it all going. Because you have a very, very, very systematic, tactile lightning rod running through you, through all your chakras that have to balance. And sometimes they don't. Okay? And when they don't, then you get off. Or you'll draw. Some people draw lightning. It's just all kinds of different energy fields and flows. The whole point of that whole interaction was a help in the assistance of balancing your gravitational pull regarding protons and electrons in your environment. And so now you've done this process, and...
Okay, and I had the most crazy experience. As soon as I put it on, I not only felt glued to the floor, I felt like I was going to go through it. I could barely
that's
lift
right.
my feet.
That's right. That's what we were just, and isn't it fun that that's just exactly what we already explained as you're trying to go through it. Sorry we didn't mean to go over it, but we just couldn't resist. It was just too delicious. That's the point.
That's okay.
See, you didn't need help with grounding because it really balanced you to the point that it froze you to in a suspended position. As the batteries connect, opposite ends, remember how you take batteries and they repel and connect?
Uh-huh.
They don't ever, ever, ever do they attract. There is no attraction in a magnet. When they oppose and they push away, there's only the repelling, only. Because when they click together, the reason they come together and snap and they're together, the reason that happens is they're trying to make a further distance between the positive and the negative flow. It just makes a bigger magnet. When it clicks together, it's not attracting. There is no attraction. There's only the repelling, only. That's why opposites attract. They're trying to make it further so that the positive and negative is further apart from each other. So for you, in that balance, it locks you to the ground. Boom.
Yeah.
Now, it won't always. You could overcome it, but this is that experience that you're talking about. This is that flow of that field, because in that flow of field, you became part of that rod. So the extension of you connected, and therefore it was no, there was no place better in the place in the planet for you to be right there.
Okay, Ion. Ion,
yes.
we got your main sister, Nadia. Go ahead, Nadia.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bob. Hi, Ion. How are you?
Hi.
We are bubbly. Thank you.
I actually just was wondering if the career path that I've chosen and that I'm going through, if it's the right one.
No.
It's not?
No, it's ridiculous.
Why?
Is it the fastest path to your joy? Or is it a mean to an end? Or is it a means to an end to get you somewhere else so you can do something different?
So what I'm doing, it's not necessarily what I'm going to be doing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do what you want to do. We say do nothing. But do what you do. It's okay, fine. I mean, you can rub Tom Ford's feet if you want to, but we don't see any benefit of it. But, you see, the point is you don't have to do anything. So anything you choose to do, make sure it's the thing you want to do. And do that again and again and again until you don't. And you're asking, is the path that I've chosen the correct one? No, it's not. It's ridiculous. If you have to ask, it's wrong. If you don't know that you are absolutely in the epitome of every delightful, blissful thing you could ever bump into your life, then you're absolutely lost. Do something else immediately.
Ta-da. Now, I have another question. This will be my last question. Puerto Rico, what is there something that we need to, like, go get out there?
Yeah. Nightaga, come on. Go get it. Okay. Go get your deeds. We don't have to live there. Just go finish up what you were supposed to already do.
Go back to Costa Rica.
And get your papers. Get your property.
Okay. Is that about the heritage?
It's about the property.
Okay.
The barbicide, Arnal. The farm, the bodega.
Yes. Got it.
Go get it.
Okay. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You're most welcome.
Okay, next question.
Hi, Ion. It's Tiny.
Hey, Tiny. We're so glad that you are with us.
Yeah. This regards Jake. Will he these seizures?
Fucking Jake, fuck off, Tina. Goddamn fucking Jake, come on. I'm canceling the fucking Jake question. It's the same question. Ask something different, Tina, or I'll fucking block you.
No, it's okay, Bob. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. Don't listen to Ion. Listen to me. This is not good for you, Tina.
It's a bacon question. Go ahead.
Is he completely done with the seizure episodes that he'd be?
Yeah, he's done. He's
done. Come off
the
medication?
Hey, Jake's going to die. Yahoo! He's
no.
Done. You're free, Tina. Free at last. Free at last.
He's mocking your turmoil. The
yeah, and you probably haven't put him on magnesium either, have you?
He has had some, yeah.
Well, some is not enough.
You killed him, fucking Tina. Killed Jake.
Yeah, you haven't even listened to anything.
Record it in a pot.
Put him on medication. Poor Jake going on medication instead of magnesium. Are you kidding me?
Here's the better part of it. I brought him back to life.
Twice. After you killed him, fine. Yeah, that sounds great.
It's okay, guys.
I brought him back to fucking life. I fucking brought him back to life, Tina.
Did the magnesium help his appetite? That's the only question at bay. Did it give him more of an appetite?
Yes.
Okay, then do a little bit more of that. Add a little more until it gets where he can eat. You know how he used to eat and he'd be full and he was done. But then he was never done. You could never fill him up. But then it was kind of like you want to get it back to where you can feed him the what you feel like is the right amount and he's okay with it, that he's not still starving. So and when you get the magnesium balance, that'll help that, and you shouldn't have any. He's had those before, remember? But that's when you're chasing those stupid rock things all over and feathers all over.
That's right, those stupid rock things.
He was so tangled. Yeah. He was so tangled up in that conundrum that he had no choice. He had no outlet, so he just he'd blow. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Next question. Next person.
He should kill John, not Jake.
Yeah. Kill fucking John. He fucking wouldn't listen to anything. The goddamn idiot. He took Tina all the way to Florida, and Tina never recovered.
Okay, next.
I have a question.
No, it's all good.
Okay, Bart. Go ahead, Bart.
I wanted to ask Ion, can you give some of the effects are pretty profound of everything Bob's doing on the air, the Payday mm-hmm. show and Cash Flow, but the Payday show in particular. Can you share some of the effects or the creations that these broadcasts are reaping, I guess?
Okay, it's finally undoing the ridiculous quantitative bullshittery of Marshall McLuhan. It's finally getting that crap completely done and getting people over all that maniacal bullshit that gets them back into their place of power and not some, we're just the substandard parts of the android beam. Well, fuck all that shit. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This
Bob,
now finishes yeah. that. This now finishes that deliciously. And Marshall,
Bob, yay!
Yeah,
Bob
Brian.
Said that. Bob said
I led
this
you
the...
guys through it. I led the victory. That's what I've been saying for 10 years.
Bob says he's doing this. This is the last of the left-brained information that Bob's finishing out.
That's right.
No,
that's
no,
right.
Only when I'm talking
and he's
to
been
you.
Very,
only when
he's
I'm talking
very
to
patient.
You.
He's been very patient. He's been very patient.
I've been very patient.
He can keep up at a much higher pace, and he wants to. But what we're trying to come to is we're not applying. We want application. We want not results, because you already had the result. That's where you are now. But you wanted to have an indemnification. There's no reason to have a life insurance policy if you're going to live forever.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the effects, aside from just sharing information, that these dialogues we're having.
You're changing the way that words create.
Hey, Ion, how's my ratings over in how many parallel worlds now?
Many.
Anything more, Bart?
Number you have dialed is currently unavailable or no longer in service. Contact the desired party for assistance. Thank you.
That was Marshall's PR person. my question was, you mentioned Ion at one point a while ago, the pineal gland is included in this process.
Yeah.
What role does that play, and is it something that...
It's a connector.
Oh, it's a connector.
Connector.
Okay.
It's a connector. It's the part that it's kind of like if you take a hypodermic syringe and pierce your skin, it's the part that pierces the skin. It's the part that will wake up the hypothalamus sometimes.
Is that a pivotal part of this process?
It can be. But see, different sensitivities require and beget certain relative points. Some people can take 17 joules of electricity through their body and find it just exhilarating. Most people fry.
All right, so I would say that would be a preference not to fry.
Well, it's a point of it's all relative. That's what you're asking. It's what are the shifts, what are the changes, and that's a point of relativity. Once it becomes a non-issue, then it isn't, you see.
And that's individual.
It can be. And it's going to become what you're going to see once the meme, Mark Herbert, Marshall McLuhan, blah, once it gets out there, it's like the four-minute mile. Nobody on the planet could run a four-minute mile. Then someone in the android team said, I can run a four-minute mile. And Armstrong got all upset about it, thought it was the devil coming back to take something over. And William Heron Thompson wanted to do another dialogue about it because it really didn't apply because it couldn't really blah, something like that. Someone goes. And then you got some corporate who wants to write a book about it. It's so exciting. So then you have all these dispersed quadrants that are supposed to be doing something, mean something, add something, and they're ridiculous, beyond ridiculous. Then you come right back to the point. It's like, what exactly was the four-minute mile to do? Oh, it's okay to run a four-minute mile. Now everybody can. It becomes the standard. Four-minute mile is normal. Wasn't then. It is now. You see?
And that's related to...
That meme yeah. then allows creation. It changes how it is. We say, speak the words, and it's there. And people do it, and then it doesn't. And they go, well, what's wrong with me? I'd hope for so much more. Well, you see, it's not about that. Just because you're not in that place. doesn't mean no forever. It just means no right this second. And the more you please and delight yourself, the easier all that becomes. So your question, better stated, is there some other alternative shift that's also available that would make an even more expanded, gratifyingly appropriate response to his payday cash flow, let's go on the roll show?
Is there something definitely that, well, I asked this
more
before.
More interaction.
Okay, very good. Yep.
Uh-huh. Make it real. Bob, you're not going to convince Bob, but if someone could actually get right without his bullshittery, it would actually help them a little bit if they could embrace it. You did, and see, you got past all that, and you still made it your own. You can't be Bob. Nobody wants to. You'd come to us for deliverance if you were Bob.
Okay, let me ask before the next person about amino acids. We've got the taurine and methionine and realine. We've got lysine in the RNA drops. You're telling people to eat more meat for their amino acids. Is that the extent of it, or are you giving me a secret message?
There's always a message. Okay, you must take. You remember when people used to go on vacation and they'd take those horrible slides, and they'd just take carousel after carousel after carousel of those ridiculous slides of vacations that they weren't invited to go on, over and over and over. So, as you're looking at those slides, having to listen to those awful stories that go with the vacation that you weren't invited to go on, you start noticing a bit of a pattern in the slides. Then Then you start finding out that the different vacation was a vacation that you were actually on. And it starts to line up. And then you can overlay them exactly over and over and over and over. And it's always the same vacation. Once it's always the same vacation, then a new lysine is born.
I have it. But also you're making sure people are taking their realign. I think that's the, one of the products that people don't really grasp enough of its importance.
Well, you'd think they'd lived enough less than this that they'd want to try anything. But beyond that, we say please yourself. It's certainly all right with us.
And about titanium implants, et cetera, we've been having questions about that. So you briefly mentioned a minute ago that they'll be
reabsorbed. RNA drops will melt titanium.
In a good way?
Well, we don't know. Well, that's relative. In a nuclear reactor, probably not. We like radiation. We like H-197, so it's all right with us. Of course,
it'll be expelled. Titanium will be expelled. Okay.
Heavy metals will be absorbed. Your body will replace itself,
and the body will replace with what's supposed to be normal.
Another metal,
correct?
Or just fix
no metal. No metal, but you don't know what metal is, so that's not a fair question.
So replaced with bone and tissue and what naturally should be there.
Replaced with you don't even know what that's supposed to be either. Replaced with perfect human body parts.
Hey, is Rusty Mafia, is he out to get me?
Maybe.
I figured him out.
Everyone else is. Everyone else is. So.
Okay. Next question.
Can you hear us? Berenice, can you hear
Sheila will never get in unless we help her. Come on in, Sheila. Bring up your cane and wheelchair. Let's let Sheila come in.
Sheila.
Hi. I'm here. Hi, Ion.
Let's talk about love, honey.
Love?
Yeah, tell us all.
He always wants to gossip with you, Sheila. Don't get distracted.
And Sheila, get dressed for once.
Ask your question.
Sheila's walking around, and JW's mother-in-law said, "Who's that naked lady in your bedroom there, JW?"
Why does she hang her lingerie up all over the walls and things?
Oh, my God, that was an old story.
Well, I guess is it related? Sorry.
So yes, I'm going ahead.
Okay, in the garden, the new painting for the trilogy.
Yes.
I see a central image again is the Tree of Life, which is in the other two paintings.
Uh-huh.
Is there another? Are there other images that are equally as strong as the Tree of Life that are integral?
The fruit on the Tree of Life. You don't have fruit. It should be pearl colored.
Pearl colored fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. In the shape of apples?
Please yourself, honey.
Take it all, Judy. Take it all.
You done pretty good with it so far, so when I undrive you, you can know you're driving.
And I see the water and the land and the sky equally represented space wise. In balance.
More sky. Little more sky. Just
put the fucking Android meme in there, Sheila, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake, get the Bob chart in there.
Bob's got too much RAM in his cloud anyway.
Too much RAM in my cloud.
Yeah, that would be cute having some little bit parts in your
Bitcoin. Put the Bitcoin in there.
What do you mean? Like putting people in there, like Bob and Carolyn.
Chip bodies.
Our new chip bodies.
They're $740 each, but we don't suggest you hold them.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Forget that.
Look at Wyndham Lewis's paintings and get the idea of.
Get educated, Sheila. You're fucking way backwards in the background.
I guess Sheila's not asking us, Bob.
Look at Jada sucking up to sucking up to Sheila.
Doing the
okay, Sheila. Anything else, Sheila?
Ian, did you like the Doctor Who special?
We did. We found it wonderful because the Gallifrey finally got its place to be, and it is not. So none of the other doctors are going to be able to remember it. Just one is going to rebuild the civilization to bring it back so you can loop it again.
That's
you can
me,
loop it again
Dr.
and
Bob.
Again and again. And then you still, and how. Tell us in a million years how you have the original doctor not even mention jelly babies one time. Not once did they even go through. Then you come back and you get all the Time Lords together. The good ones, the bad ones, even Davros is in the soup. And he's the one trying to kill them all from the war in Gallifrey in the first place. It is just ever so delicious. One shall stand, and only one shall stand. Yes.
Huh.
That was
Thank
good.
You,
good rant, Sheila. Good rant, eh?
Yeah. Okay, next Dr. question.
Ion.
Go ahead, is it Lisa?
Say your name.
Eliza, hi, it's Eliza.
Eliza, yeah, go.
Hey, Eliza.
Hi. I have two questions, if that's okay.
Okay.
Don't be polite. Jump in and eat.
Don't waste time asking questions.
My first question, the job position that I'm looking into, is that going to be a different environment than the one I'm in? Like, is there going to be a more supportive one?
Maybe. But see, it's not about them. You can run all over the world. It's got to be about you. You got to find a way to please and delight you. And then it makes no difference which job it is. You could perfectly stand the one that you were in if you could find a way for that to be okay. Support comes from you, not from someone else. That's a point of your strength. And once you come into where you don't care, you're going to please and delight yourself, they'll back up and they'll yield and they will support you. But you got to be willing to not care first.
Mm-hmm. So should I continue? Because it is something that I want to do. Should I continue to put my focus on the position that I'm looking into?
Sure. Tear it up. Throw it with us. Buy it all. Own it. Be the. If you can't find a job, you won't start a company and be that. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem.
Okay. Second question.
Help. We can help.
You can?
Yeah, sure can. Well, you being a thriving success coming into your place of power is the best thing in the world for us. We have someone to play with then. Finding you in a worky job where you're trying to get a money check, trying to get yourself so you can survive one more minute. Ooh, go on and off yourself and be done with it, honey. Be over soon. Get happy or get out. The easiest way to say it.
Okay.
So enjoy all of it.
That's right. The second question. Saturday nights, I'm sure you know when payday comes on, I look forward to it. It's like a refuge from the insanity around me. So,
boy, and notice now, boy, now that's a hoot. Going to the sane asylum to get relief, that's pretty fun, isn't it?
Well, I enjoy Bob and Carolyn's company and everyone who comes on. It's
yes.
different from you know, the little man environment around me.
That's true.
Are there going to be any changes or shifts in my environment where I can engage with that more than just one day a week? Like,
yeah, sure, you can do it all day, every day. Start one. Bob will play with you. Bob will do it 24 hours a day, all day, all night, 24 hours, bump, bump, bump. Bob won't stop. Anytime you tear it on, wear his ass out. Get him on the phone. You got to interact. 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 Bob will stay with you till you buy or die. You got to interact. But if you ever falter, if you ever misstep, you're done. Keep moving on. He ain't backing up. He's moving on. But yeah, tear it up. Aggravate the shit out of him. He just loves.
Okay.
Wear you out. It's fun. Engage. They'll start a blog over you, honey. It's all right.
Okay, next person. Next question. Mute if you're making carpentry noises.
Hi, Anna. It's Madeline.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, Madeline.
Hi. I'd like to know, is there anything in particular that I can do to support my meat sack body?
Stop trying so hard.
Thank you. Why
can't it just be fun?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Why am I so cold? Is there something wrong with my thyroid?
No, you would need some dough. Get some dough and knead some dough. Make bread. That'll help you. Get worked up. Make bread. Take RNA drops, knead dough.
Bread.
Make lots of
that
it. Eat it.
I have a fear of bread. You know why?
Well, of course we do. That's why we said knead dough, silly Bob.
Okay. I had.
Well, now, boy, we left that. Boy, we left that one cold in the dirt right there, didn't we? Don't you find it odd that we would tell you to do that very one thing that you don't want to do, in order to overcome obfuscate your position of what you say is coldness? Isn't it? Is that not odd?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, it is.
Then do a little of it. Do a little of it, and it'll help you. Or don't fret and be cold. It's very easy. Not a problem, but you can get over that. Then your body starts getting, you're trying to get your metabolism to kick. So just work with it. It's
right.
Not hurting anything. And if you don't, can't stand it at first, don't do it at first. Do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit. And work it out. Get to it.
Well, I have been eating bread. I just haven't baked any.
I understand. But
so it's the baking of it, the...
To work it up. Work it with your hands. Knead it. Let it rise. Punch it down. Work it, work it, work it. Roll it out. Put it in the pan. Let it rise. Bake it. Let it dry. Let it cool.
It's loving the bread. It's loving the bread instead of hating it. It's touching it, tactile. It's, you know, hugging
it. Yeah.
Beating the death out of it. Beating the death out of it.
Yeah.
Not
so I don't have an oven. I desire a secure, sunny, spacious, warm home with an oven. Please help me.
Okay. Just take where you are right now and strike a match. It'll be warm in a minute. Make sure your bread is thoroughly risen before you set it on fire.
All right. One more question. At the
we weren't kidding. That'll do it. You'll move in, no problem. Burn the joint down.
Well, I went through that sort of,
yes,
and that's how I ended up here.
We know. Burn that one down. It'll be great. Plug in the deep fryer, throw in the French fries, and we'll go to town. It's no problem.
All right.
One more, Madeline? One more?
One more. This one's important. At a party a few weeks ago, I was doing my art, and I had an unusual experience. Do you know what I'm talking about? For the duration of the evening? Yeah, so is that something for me to pay close more attention to? Or is that
one question? Hold on. One question. Did you enjoy the interaction? Yes or no?
Yes. Well, yes and no.
Well, it's the unknown, so you didn't know. It overtook you. You were swooned, as it were. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you like that, you'll get, just like the bread, you'll overcome that little the reticence. But if it's something you like to develop, it's fine. It was fine, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, then, delve in a little deeper, darling. Delve in a little deeper till it gets to be pleasurable, and then it becomes bliss. Then you wouldn't have that question. You'd know.
And
you're right. It is much more important.
And what I was doing there...
Yes.
Can I find that feeling place doing other things, or is that my thing?
No, you can find it doing all kinds of things. It becomes, and no one would understand this, but if you have any of those that are chemically addicted to drugs and things, they shoot up or whatever, and they get that first high, and then they spend the rest of their life chasing that high, and they can never achieve it as high as they were. Because they've attained it, so they can't get it again. So they consume everything trying to get that again. Well, you can do that every day without any drugs or dependency. It becomes just normal. That's the example. Good, 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 good. Druggies are going to be the example of ascension. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Okay, Madeline?
But that drive, look what they have to do. Look what they're willing to do. They're willing to do anything to get there. They're willing to do anything, kill, maim, steal, destroy, separate themselves from every loved one they ever have just to get one more fix that's not going to do it. Wow. What a drive. Not so bad. Humans are fickle, especially less than ones.
I have a quick question.
Okay.
The your explanation to me of the planes that I was seeing stopping in the sky, Ion, was that I was engaging a timeless experience.
Yeah.
But at the same time that I was creating that timeless experience for those craft.
You were? Yes.
Is that an experience that was isolated to an area around those craft, themselves?
The craft themselves. You're counting molecular space as a timed event. It is not.
And there's no connection, but I can have an influence over the things that I experience.
If there is no time, there is no gravity.
And there's no distance.
That's correct, because you'd have to have something to gauge it by to even know. Right?
Right. And
you'd never know otherwise.
My interest would be in coming into a knowing of, and obviously the inclination there means that it already exists, of experiencing and engaging that with more deliberateness and more awareness, that experience.
So you're able to forget it easier.
Forget it easier?
Apparently, because we've done this 18 times already.
Do tell. Would you please share what you mean?
Well, we've done this 17 times, and this is the 18th time we've done this exact same interaction over and over and over and over and over. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
All right.
And you ask, and then we're going to do it again. Here we go. The quantitative molecular structure of two positively charged ions are only predicated based on a nucleus or their representative space within a nucleus. Any neutrons have no effect until there is a nucleus. Okay? So until you have a nucleus, none of that other stuff makes any difference. You can weigh it, gauge it, move it, do everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It won't make any difference until there's a beginning point. So we're going to start again at the beginning point and have two positively charged ions in that field or spectrum within a nucleus. Then all the neutrons that will float around that, protons that are created from that, will have a place to land. Because what's happening is you're in that flux. You know what flux is on your welding? Flux. Welding, yes?
I'm not aware what flux welding is.
Then look it up. Look up what flux is in regards to welding.
Okay.
Look up flux.
Hey,
and learn
where's
flux.
The electron in that relationship?
It's the leftover part that's not used in making a weld. The changing of a metal into something to seal something together. The flux is the leftover part. It's the inhibitor that holds it hot enough to melt the metals together, and that's the part that chips off and protects it. But he can learn about that.
Is that fuse welding?
It can be.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why the electrons, they're floating in the outer rim. They're kind of extra. They miss the action in the middle.
That's right, and the flux is the part that's left over. And so, again, we're going through this again. It's okay, because we're going to do it till you get it. There is no time, so thank goodness, you're okay. And we'll keep stepping with it.
Ian, are you creating right now, therefore not being non-physical?
Well... See, are you still beating your wife story?
No, it ain't.
Yes, if we say
no, it
yes,
ain't. Don't, you can't use that.
Yes,
that's a 99% answer. This is I want a 1% answer.
It becomes creation. And there we are. We are complete.
Oh, Ion, I wanted to ask about Leviticus.
Don.
What did he say at the
Fuck
end?
Well, you should be concentrating on the electron story I released.
What did Don't he say we... about creation at the end?
It means
a few words before that.
The non-physical merged with the physical is what he meant.
Oh, okay.
That's creation.
That was almost an hour of Ion. That's fantastic. Yay!
Wow.
Thanks,
pretty
Ion.
Rich answers. Very rich content.
I don't even. Thank you, Bob and Carolyn, and thanks, JW and Ion. That was terrific.
Yeah, it was
thank
fun.
You. Yeah, that was awesome.
We've created a new Olympic sport. How to get to your telephone and dial in as fast as you can.
And get through that recording.
Downstairs.
I emailed everybody.
I'm standing at the doorway clicking off the block sign. I'm the ticket taker because I keep going down looking at who came in and got blocked, and I tick it off.
Right.
Yeah,
and I was just about out the door for my walk, and,
yeah.
You know, I knew I had to rush out early today, but I kept getting delayed, and then because I just had a sense that they were going to call in again. So,
yeah.
There
so how do you know it was Ion when he came? Or was
that wasn't
face?
Ion. That Ion is a hologram. No, look, Ion,
well,
Ion
where else are you going to hear a voice like that?
You guys are all 99%ers. No, Ion does not talk to 99%ers anymore, so you just deal with this simulated Ion. It's good enough for you guys.
But how
yeah,
did
he
know had, that it was that if that call, was it a call or how was it?
Yeah, he cell phones in. He has several different cell phone numbers, and I guess Bob's memorized them. I wouldn't know.
I had nothing to do with him coming in. He's coming in on his own.
as soon as I heard him come on, I said, bye, I'm out to lunch. And it's like so early right now.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. My lunch break. Yeah, she walks in, puts her sweater on her chair, and runs outside. I'm out to lunch. Take your power there, Eliza. Take your power.
There are some things that are more important than work.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this.
I'm feeling too good today. I'm going home.
I love Ion's answer about just have fun doing what you're doing when a lot of people are sitting back going, well, what's my next career move? How am I going to make money? What am I going to do? It's just like, just have fun, get happy, or get out.
Yeah.
Keep safe.
Hey, Debbie, so you're listening to this, you're down at a bus station, he says, just have fun, so you turn to the person next to you and you start chatting up the person beside you, having fun.
Well, what's interesting about the Ion situation is that when Ion asks people what they want to do, that's never entered a lot of people's minds because they've been obligated for their lives.
Yeah, their minds are filled with streams of images of the route to take, magazine shots, career shots, Charlie Rose, fucking Barbara Walters, ads, it's all these streams of images they're supposed to follow.
Their family, their schools.
Yeah.
And they don't even know that there's a person living that life.
Yeah, Eliza's a fine example. She never even encouraged her to have fun.
But his responses are so easy.
What'd you say, Eliza?
I just ask him a question. He's like, yeah, of course, tear it up. And I'm like, well, if it was that easy, I would have done it.
Yeah, everybody's been scheming, wishing, pining for Ion to come back and working out their questions, getting stunned the first two efforts. But the third time they're ready to ask their question, I said, just fucking have fun.
And he's been saying that for five years.
Ion's responded on the chat board to the question. Where Gene says, bullshit, Bob, Ion was speaking to us. Ion responds, we're not speaking to the entire world, only to you all. Look at the board, 9:55.
Really?
Yay!
Did someone ask something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Gene responds to your comment by saying, bullshit, Bob, Ion was speaking to us.
Oh, when I said you're all 99%ers?
Right. And Ion replies, we're not speaking to the entire world, only to you all.
Yeah, well, that would be 1%ers,
maybe. That was 2 minutes
ago. Yeah,
it was 1.5 minutes ago.
Ion did that to me when I asked him what the plans are after this Bob Fest, and he said, I'm only going to speak to you, not the whole world.
So start, the session's going on in the chat room. Start typing.
No, because then Gene says, this isn't Ion. I took notes.
He says, this isn't Ion?
It wasn't Ion in the chat room. It was someone. It was Gene quoting Ion.
Oh, okay.
Oh. You don't think that's Ion?
Yeah, Gene's got some Ion in her.
No, that's Ion typing. Because if you look at it, it's not red.
It's not Ion typing, Bob.
It's not Ion.
Who is it?
Yeah.
Gene, that's Gene. She can't type that fast.
So how was it that Gene types, it comes up Gene 50, and she says, she makes her statement, and then in the same statement, it says Gene 50 at a different time.
She's quoting him.
Yeah.
It looks like because that's how it's written, as if she...
You said she can't type that fast, and Gene says, yes, I can. I'm a bureaucrat.
Is she cutting and pasting?
Okay. Hello, this is Gene.
Hi. What are you doing, Gene? Are you posting the Ion thing?
Yes, I took notes. I was on the phone, and I took notes during the entire session, and I was typing them onto the web control, the chat. But I was ahead. I was 30, 45 seconds ahead because I was on the phone.
Right. I see.
But, yes, I used to be able to take notes wicked
fast.
Look,
Janet, you're fooling Janet. Janet's saying, anybody can hear this is a 1%er. Ion is typing. Now, Gene, you get on there and fucking confess that you're fucking with people.
I did. I said Janet and Gene took notes, Bob. And Janet said, I take notes on all the speakers. And down there I say, this isn't Ion. I took notes.
Oh, I see. So Janet is doing it now.